League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You will now hear an electronically generated noise.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. 1 hour to go in the big show. We were just talking about this kid, 6'4", 286 in eighth grade, already getting scholarship offers from Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and Alabama. And lo and behold, Kevin calling in says he has a son about the same size. What's up, Kev?
What's up, guys?
How's it going, man?
Hey, Nick, it's your 409 bodyguard. What's up?
What up, dude? How you doing, man?
I'm good. Yeah, my son's going to the ninth grade. He's about 6'5", 6'5½, 215 pounds.
Damn.
Plays
football. Wait,
215,
Kevin?
Huh?
215 or 250?
No, 215.
Okay.
Well, I'm 6'6", 220. So we have I played quarterback in high school, but with recent diabetic issues and an amputation on my right foot, I'm having a hard time being able to train him like he wants to be. So my question is, do y'all know any good camps that I could recommend to send him to that'll help him out, develop, and he's still, you know, coming into his size, still a little clumsy.
What position does he want to play, or has he been playing?
He's played some tight end and receiver, but he really wants to play quarterback like his dad did. And I think at that early high school level, being that big,
seeing over
the line.
I know it may sound relatively easy or way too easy. We got one of the best quarterback guys in this building, in Sean Salisbury. Just reach out to him on Twitter. And, you know, he constantly not only is a part of those camps that you're talking about, but he works personally with quarterbacks, I would say almost on a daily basis, high school kids, training kids. He is one of the best mentors I've seen in terms of giving the kid the whole perspective, not just the footwork and the throwing, but just the kind of the mental aspects and the book aspects, everything of it. I think Sean would be great.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, there's some out there. There's the Air It Out football camp. There's the Quarterback Ranch. There's like TexasQB.com you should check out. There's also a Quarterback Academy. But where you should start, honestly, is you know, connect with Sean Salisbury on Twitter. Yep. Maybe send him a private message. Get him to follow you so that you can communicate with him. But ask him, you know, and it may be that Sean may be out of your price range. And I mean, he's an NFL guy that's working with college quarterbacks that are trying to get drafted. That may not work, but he may know who's running some of these QB camps around the state or around the city that you could go to.
And if I'm not mistaken, Kevin, if you go to Sean Salisbury's Twitter handle, he has a new email address that I believe he put on the profile specifically for quarterback training. I believe it's public on his Twitter profile. You can reach out to him via email. I'm going to check it right now, but if I'm not mistaken, he updated his Twitter profile and he has an email address on there, and you can reach out to him that way as well.
Cool.
Yeah, my youngest son was actually going to be bigger than him. He was 4'8" at 7 years old. Damn. Unfortunately, he passed away in a car accident.
Oh, man, sorry.
But, you know, it's
so you got,
unfortunately, for my 13-year-old, he's about 5'3".
Wait a minute. So you have one that is as big as you are and one guy that's 5'3"?
My 13-year-old's about 5'3", 5'4".
That's crazy. He got his mom's height or
what? Yes. What can I say?
Does he want to play center on the basketball team?
And they're a year apart. Huh?
Does he want to play center on the basketball team?
He's still just now getting into basketball. I got into basketball early. I played football, basketball, ran track, and soccer.
Wow.
So
you were doing it all.
Yeah.
And he's a baseball player, so.
Oh, there you go. And that's perfect for him.
Hey, by the way, I'm looking at Sean Salisbury's Twitter, and yeah, it's seansalisbury12@gmail.com, but the info is on there, so just connect on Twitter with Sean, and it's exactly what it says. Nick is right. It says, contact me for QB training. Dude, yep. There's your answer right there.
And he does it with high school kids, I'm telling you, like, all the time.
Yeah.
So it's definitely worth a call or just reaching out to him.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Y'all do a great show, and I look forward to when y'all come back down here to the 409.
Appreciate it, Kev. Appreciate it, Bodyguard Kev.
Big fan of that guy.
Bodyguard Kevin right there.
Well, not only are you a big fan of that guy before, but now when you realize his stats, you're like, I'll take that guy on my side.
Yeah, he's like, what, three times as big as I am? What do you say, six what?
6'6", 220. He's 6'6", 220. His kid, 6'5", 212.
Wow. It's crazy. Good Lord. What are they growing? What are you putting in the mix these days? Growing them that big? I mean, he's got some genetics on his side.
Sure.
But some of these people, you're like, I mean, I go back to LeBron, though. I mean, that's freakishly big and athletic for that size. And it's one thing to be that size, but the fact that LeBron was jumping over people, even in junior high and high school, and you're like, good Lord.
Yeah. This is a valid question, Nick. Somebody said, when is Barry going to mainline that cocoa mix?
I'm starting to believe that guy was, unless I'm wrong and he's listening, prove me wrong. You did send an email saying you're going to send it. If you're going to send it,
But did you email him back? Hey.
Absolutely.
Well, you said I was going to be out of town, so you wanted to wait, right?
Yeah,
so
but maybe even if he had sent it, it would have been with Esme by now. Esme would have.
But you should email him back today and be like, hey, the host that's going to do this is back. Go ahead and send it.
I will. Not only will I reply, I will copy you on it.
Do it. Do that. Yes, and then I'll tell him that it's imperative that he do this.
B-O-N, Bond.
People want to see me jump out of a window, going crazy on cocoa mix or whatever it is.
I thought you snorting. Had to clear it with the wife
first,
man. Who
would want
to
see that?
The same guy that wants to see me eat razor blades, which, by the way, oh, you Mike was like, these razor blades are really crunchy, but they do have the daily allowance of iron in them, so that's good. Well,
see, that stand-up is still on his plate, buddy.
He's trying.
Just letting you
He's
know.
He's trying.
All right, we got Bon, I believe, as the board says, wants to get in here about his son. Bon, what's up?
What's going on, fellas, man? I hate I've been missing your show. My kid's had a doctor's appointment, but I did just chime in and hear that guy say his kid was 13 and he was 5'3". I have a 9-year-old son, man. He's 5'2", and wears a 9.5 size shoe already.
Ah, man.
I believe he's going to not stay at 5'2 forever. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, man. I mean, he loves basketball and football,
Are you a big dude? What's your stats?
Well, I'm 6'2", man. I'm 6'2", 280.
6'2", 280. Damn, what size bra do you wear?
Oh, my God.
The same one you used to wear.
The same one I used to wear. Did you go get all my bras from the Goodwill?
Yeah.
Okay, so his dad's big. Okay, that's good. So he's going to be a big dude, man. Are you trying to push him one way or the other, basketball, football, or anything like that?
Nah, man, I kind of believe, he'll kind of gravitate to one, and whichever one he chooses, man, is all on him. But my wife's side, everybody is, like, I'm the smallest guy. I'm shortest dude, should I say, on my dad's side. And on my wife's side, all of them are 6'6", 6'5".
Damn.
So he's going to have the size, but I'm kind of just letting him choose. I'm really trying to get him into baseball, though.
That's where the
But
good
I'm
going to
tell you what, you're doing the right thing, too, because the one thing that I know growing up in the Midwest and coming down here is everybody tries too early to make the kids pick one or the other among several. And you don't realize how great it is when they play multiple sports for all the different skill sets, the different hand-eye coordination, the different muscle movements and muscle memory. To get them to do multiple sports and continue to stick with them can only help their development as they get older.
Right, for sure, man.
Hey Bon, now you said you're letting him choose. What if I'm always interested about the question, like, dads and letting them. What if he comes home one day, he's like, hey, man, look, I'm choosing tap dancing. I want to do theater. I want to tap dance. You good? You good?
Hey, as long as he takes Barry Sanders' class, I'm going to be all right.
All right, that's cool. I just had to ask.
Man, I appreciate it,
Bon.
Thanks, Bon. Hey, Dad.
I don't think dads think about that because you hear dads like that and they're trying to be like, hey, man, it's whatever he wants to do, man. I love my son. I'm not going to make him play basketball or football. It's whatever he chooses. Oh, okay. What if he chose synchronized swimming? Yeah. Oh, hell no.
Yeah, well, that's the same dad that's yelling at him when he's on the basketball court. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's that one parent that's just going off.
Stage dad.
And like, I'm not saying he's that parent.
No, dad,
I'm
just saying, trying to tell you something that you need to learn.
Dad.
I'm a thespian.
I really want to sing and tap dance. And be like, damn, man.
And if you're a dad that's not...
you're too big for that. You can't be 6'8", 280 out there tap dancing.
Can you imagine the dad that doesn't know what that means?
Right.
Dad, I've been meaning to tell you something for a long time. I've got to get this off my chest. I'm a thespian. Dad be like, you're a what?
Oh, hell no. That's fine, but I'm not going to no parades with you. I'll tell you that right now.
And I'm not
going down there.
Stickers on my car.
That's right. All right. Oh, that's funny.
We continue to roll on. Good calls there. It's amazing. Again, I keep telling you guys, I don't know what's in the water, but the size of these kids, unbelievable. I got to have a boy. That's all there is to it. I got to figure out the recipe before we get on it, too, because at that age, to be that size, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
That's amazing. All right, right now I want to tell you about the good folks at Gallery Furniture. We've been talking about people here in the Houston area. Well, there's been a mainstay in the Houston area for over 36 years, and it's Mattress Mack and Gallery Furniture. He now has three locations to serve you. I just was at the Grand Parkway location yesterday between Katy and Sugarland, and I'm telling you, it is a beautiful new showroom. They've got restaurants within the facility. They've got all the furniture that you'd ever can imagine, and they've got people that are going to get the right furniture for you. It's going to be solid wood. It's going to be American made. It's going to last for a long time, and it's the whole purpose the way Mac does business, because he wants you to be a return customer. Though for as long as he's been in Houston, he wants you to stick with him as long as you're in Houston and anywhere else you are, because Gallery really does do great things in the furniture business. They make sure that they live by their motto, which is buy today, get it tonight. You buy, and within 3 to 4 hours, furniture is being delivered to your door. And while they're there, if you need something moved or taken away, their delivery people, happy to do it, because that's the way Mac does business. And of course, if you're in one of the three locations, as well as the one in Katy, there's the Galleria area at Westheimer and Post Oak, and there's also the mainstay, I-45 North exit, Tidwell Parker, both ways. In all three locations, you're going to get the same quality customer service, you're going to get the same fair prices, and you're going to get quality, long-lasting furniture, living room, dining room, bedroom, etc., and you're never going to be treated wrong when you're at Gallery Furniture. Right now, they're doing the Astros promotion. You buy $3,000 or more worth of bedroom furniture, including adjustable base, Macapedic, and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets, and if the Astros win it all, get it all free. That's how Mac does things. He tries to take care of his customers again and again. Check him out, Gallery Furniture. You can go to galleryfurniture.com and check out what they have, and also that promotion with the Astros. But more so than anything else, check out one of the three locations, because as Mac says, and he believes it as well, Gallery really will save you money.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Boys, it's flown by today. Good to have
fast.
Yeah, have the band back together. That
indeed
helps. Not that I expected this, but a lot of people throwing a lot of commentary, support, and other things behind the youngster, 8th grader, 6'4",
286. Yeah.
And a lot of homegrown talent sounds like it's close behind.
Somebody said, I'm 5'11 and wear a size 15 shoe, which, wow, hashtag blessed. Doctor said, I will be 6'4 at least. I'm 31 and still holding out hope. I'm playing it safe and staying away from all physical activity so I can be ready to hit it hard once my height comes in. I'm going to be the first 40-year-old drafted in the first round. Yeah, you keep holding out there, but yeah, that's weird. You're shaped 5'11 in a size 15 shoe. You remember those things as a kid? You wound it up. And it was like, it would jump up and down real fast. It had like these really long feet, and it was like a little ball on top.
Yeah.
I bet that's what this dude looks like. 5'11 with a size 15 shoe.
No, think about the commercial for, what is it, the Kia? Where the guy that looks like he's like 5'9 that buys the size 19s and acts like the big
the
guy.
NBA
that's exactly
guy? Yeah.
The first thing that came to my mind.
Also, hashtag blessed though. Size 15 at 5'11.
Yeah, that's a pretty big shoe size.
I think his license plate says tripod.
Yeah, right. I buy three shoes. Yeah. I was 5'6 and weighed 145 pounds in the third grade. Uh-oh. I don't know what the stats are. Now. Oh, here he goes. I was 5'6. I had to play peewee football with sixth graders due to my size. I was bigger than most sixth graders. Oh, I thought he was just going to say he wasn't big now, but okay.
I'd be interested to know what his stats are now. Or what his stats were when he got to his early.
Yeah, because 5'6", 145 means either you're going to be really healthy or not. You're either going to be really big in a good way or really big in a bad way.
Big or right. You can be bigs. Just depends on how it goes.
I was 5'7", 144 when I arrived in college for my physical. I wish I'd had those kid size playing baseball. Yeah.
No doubt. Any sport.
I was tiny. That's why I had to stop playing sports because everyone else started growing and I didn't. Like I was fine up until about seventh grade and then I didn't grow again. I didn't really have a growth spurt. You know, I think I gradually got a little bigger. But like when I met my wife in 1998, I'm 5'10", but I was 5'10", like 145, 150. I was never a big dude.
See, I grew up with a kid like that and he wanted to play football and he just never got that growth spurt. Yeah. And like when we got to high school for football, you know how you put the one guy behind the two-man blocking sled?
Yeah.
And he was so small that on impact when we hit the blocking sled, he kind of bounced off to the back, and then we started pushing the sled, and he literally almost got run over by the sled, and at that point, he was like, yeah maybe this isn't
because when I played, like up until I stopped playing, I played linebacker, running back. I wasn't scared to hit. They would put me at nose tackle. I was a tiny nose tackle, but I wasn't scared, but I just didn't have the physical size, and then at some point, everyone passes you, you know, and they're 6'3", 200 pounds, and you're 5'7", 120. I don't care how
you can only
not
be
scared you are.
For so long, yeah.
It's like jiu-jitsu, right? Only so much technique. At some point,
yeah.
If that dude's a lot stronger than you, it doesn't matter how good your technique is. Exactly. It just you can't overcome it physically.
All right, to put the top on this one, Skip wants to get in here before we get out. What's up, Skip?
Okay, so first of all, love you guys' show.
Appreciate it, man.
I got plenty of time to listen to you because I got to take 45 to get home, and you know how that is.
Yes.
But here's my theory, so don't write it down and don't book me on it. But all of this food that these kids are eating now has been juiced. You know, they juice the chicken, they juice the beef, they juice the pork to get them bigger. And I just think some of that has got to be transferring to these kids. I mean, it has to be.
You know, I've heard that before. I've heard, you know, the hormones in foods and how it can affect people. Like you hear about... like hormones in milk has been causing girls to get their periods sooner or something to that effect. I don't know if it's just the milk, but that's what I'm hearing, man. So I think you might be onto something. If kids, I mean, even if you think about, if you go back and look, like I've never taken the tour, but I've seen the stuff. But if you go into Europe and stuff and you look at like medieval castles and you look at, you know, buildings that were built, you know, several hundred years ago, the doorways are so much smaller. Like, Joel, you and I, we're not tall guys. Nick, none of us are tall. We would have to duck to go into some of these doorways. I'm 5'10". I'd have to duck. So you might be onto something, man, Skip. The food might be getting crazy out there, man, making us all grow.
Well, and there's a reason why, like, Lisa's obviously already conscious about it. But even from the state, it's not just, as Skip was saying, with meat, but even vegetables nowadays, when you're saying that, you know, you go organic simply because they're putting so many different chemicals in to make the tomatoes bigger, to make the vegetables bigger and juicier and all these different things. But you don't know what those long-term effects are from what they're putting in just so that when it goes to sale, that the tomato looks bigger and shinier and juicier and more and ripe. I don't know.
It's so hard to tell. It's one of the things I've realized is like when you see like wild-raised fish or seafood versus farm raised, and you see how much bigger and plump that they are. But you know, it does make you wonder whether or not that will translate to some of these kids. I feel like some of these doctors don't even know. You know what I mean? Like they just, you know, they're just kind of going by experience. If this is going to cost something, it's going to cost something bad to you in 10, 15 years, and then they make the adjustments then. That's what I feel like, honestly.
Somebody said my stepson's 14 years old, 6'2", 240, runs a 5'6", and would rather do MMA. Well, let him do MMA. Conor McGregor ain't doing too bad in MMA.
Interesting you mentioned Mr. McGregor.
Yeah?
We know that we've had a lot of discussions here on this show and on this day and across sports about the matchup coming up with Mayweather.
Yeah.
One thing we've said is that regardless of who has the advantage from a boxing perspective, that this is a marketing tour that's been going on. And as part of it, There's a lot of mental warfare going on. There was some mental warfare recently, and Draymond Green threw his name into it because of a jersey that Conor McGregor was wearing, and pretty sure that Draymond didn't do the research before he looked into it. McGregor was wearing the old Golden State Warriors uniforms before they went back to the blue and gold. You know, with the FTD floral mascot with the blue with the wings and the orange and all the crap. And he was wearing a number 23, which is the number Green wears now for the Warriors. But Green didn't play in those jerseys. But he took the time to send a message to McGregor that said, "We rocking with Floyd, bro, not you. Take that off, bruh." Sending it to McGregor. And to which McGregor responded back, "That's CJ Watson, mate. I don't know who the F you are. No disrespect, though, kid. Keep hustling. Stay in school."
No disrespect, though, kid.
And finish
keep hustling.
It with,
stay in school.
Now man. Ask yourself why I'm rocking the CJ when I don't know or give a F about basketball. I dribble heads off the floor, not a ball. This is no game here, kid.
Boy. That dude is so, like...
If you're going to take a shot at Connor, you better be prepared, because he's witty enough.
He's good at this.
He's witty enough.
Yeah, he's really good at this.
And
he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't give the F that he's talking about, right? But here's the other thing. To go back to old school radio, the Paul Harvey, the rest of the story, which is why you really know, that, like to Nick, you said you better be prepared, because he did his homework, because the reason he's wearing that jersey is because at one point CJ Watson wore that jersey and that number 23 for the Warriors. Yep. And you ask yourself, well, what is the correlation? Well, let me tell you. The correlation happens to be that CJ Watson is the guy that Floyd's wife decided to cheat with.
It's mental warfare.
Yeah.
That is like some serious thought and very well played and executed.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, as far as just letting him write some sort of script, it's beautiful what he's doing. It doesn't, I honestly don't think that these guys hate each other at all. Now, I do think, and this was mentioned by someone else, the guy that I was headlining with in Oklahoma City, and he kind of talked about it, and he might be right. But I could see where, you know how you hang out with someone and you're like, hey, let's have a fake beef. Let's just pretend like we hate each other and say a bunch of mean things to each other. And then you start, it's almost like a roast, right? Like you start saying all these things and some of them is because you fought them, but you don't really hold it against that person because you guys are boys or whatever. I kind of get the feeling like the more that Conor McGregor, the more this goes and the more crazy off the wall and mean stuff that Conor McGregor says, the more that it's really going to make these guys actually hate each other. Because I don't believe, up until now, I think it's all contrived.
Yeah, I was just going to say, how do you not hate a guy when he mentions that, though?
That your wife, is it his ex-wife now?
Like, how I'm does that Mayweather? Not bother
I think
you?
So. Yeah, but, because he actually was physical with her because of the affair.
Oh, okay. So, how do you not start to actually and really and truly deep down hate a guy for that?
If guys were smart, there's two things that I've seen about Conor McGregor that really, really bothers him. Number one, you accuse him, you mentioned the welfare check thing. The other thing, accuse him of taking steroids. Yeah. And look at Connor's reaction when he does that. But people are not smart enough. They hear what Connor says, and they're so offended they don't know how to react.
Well, they're either offended or they feel like they can't come up with something as cutting. You know what I mean?
Accuse
like,
Connor of taking steroids right now. I would love to see his reaction.
You think so?
Oh, when Nate Diaz did it, he was so pissed.
Yeah.
Well, mentioning Nate Diaz, then after the dust had settled and everybody was like, "Whoa, Connor just got you good, bro." Draymond had to have one more response and sent back, "Haha, the number won't be worn again when I'm finished with it, clown. Gold medalist, NBA champ, all-star, defensive player of the year. Stop it, boy. Nate Diaz, who's a Bay Area stand-up, whooped you in your ring. Money May about to destroy you. Take that Warrior jersey off, bruh. You're an incredible internet troll. We don't rock with you. Go train, bum." Wow. Could it be longer?
Right. And not even good.
No.
Not even good at all.
I mean, you took your medicine once, and then you look like an egomaniac trying to come back late in the game with that one. Just take your beating and go home.
I love this text, by the way. "Stop talking about stuff you don't understand. Hormones in foods, GMO foods, history, genetics, anthropology. Stick to sports, maybe humor. No. I'm going to talk about whatever I want to talk about, player.
Yeah.
Like, someone called and had a theory, and I shared in that theory, and, you know, we talked about the fact that people overall have gotten taller, and if you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm not going to stop talking about it if it comes up.
It comes up.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I tell you, there's a lot of people getting blocked on the text lines this week. I can tell you that now.
You know what else we can
I'm
talk
not
about?
Having it this week. I've already blocked two people today.
We can talk about this guy.
I won't block this one just because I don't recognize the number or anything, and it really wasn't that mean. But yeah, this week I'm not taking it this week. You guys are gonna have to.
I just don't care anymore.
They have to face the fact that part of the things that we talk about are idiots on the text line that decide that their life sucks so bad that they're decided to take shots at us.
I mean, look, let's face it. I had a theory that maybe some of the hormones and stuff that are in the food are causing us to get a little bit bigger. It's a fact. If you go back, look, people were smaller 300 years ago than they are now.
No question.
They were shorter 300 years ago than they are now. Am I saying this is scientific fact? No, it's just a discussion. God, I swear.
People need to understand, too, right? Barry is not a genetic scientist nor a nutritionist, and he didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Select last week.
No.
He stayed at people's houses.
No,
so,
I
therefore, get off his ass and realize this is what the fodder that goes along with sports radio. If you don't like it, you have choices. Right. So do we. We can choose to block you. All right. So we got a half hour to go on the show, which was steamrolling along and only gets derailed every now and then by a random text. We've got a half hour to go, so we might as well make it one hell of a good show. And we'll continue to talk about sports and stuff. HR&P listener line, where you can call or you can text us, is 713-780-ESPN, or you can hit us on Twitter. We'll be back with more ESPN 97.5. Higher than you've ever been.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. Usual Suspects wrapping up, which has been a very, very fantastically well-placed show. As we haven't done a whole lot except for just respond to you guys, but we've been bouncing around, covering a lot of topics, and getting some good discussion in here, which is never disappointing.
Did you? I didn't get to, and sometimes I try to watch the majors. Did you watch golf this weekend? I imagine you did. And what were your thoughts?
I didn't. I saw highlights until yesterday, and then I did watch the final round. But thankfully, I taped it. Because
taped it like with your VCR?
No. Good one though. Now, if I was others at this station, others, I'd have been like, "Yeah, right away," and jumped on that. No, I DVR'd it. But it's normally because of the fact that in years past I would have watched all of it. But just with we've got family in town and a whole bunch of stuff going on. But I'll say this: it was a fantastic finish. It's exactly what people want that are golf fans when they watch a tournament like that. Like, you want it to go down to the final day between at least two guys with either guy having a shot to win and may the best man win. That was all great. What people are going to tell you that was not so dramatic and was hard to watch, and including Coach McHale, who kept texting me during the process when I didn't want to know what was going on. One hole took literally about 45 minutes.
What?
Because Jordan Spieth and Matt Kuchar were going down the stretch, and Spieth blew a three-shot lead that he held going into the final round. He had only had four bogeys in the first 54 holes. He had four bogeys in the first nine holes, and suddenly they were dead even. He hits a ball off the tee on a par four, I believe, so far right, it crossed over another hole and ended up in like one of those big, overly bushy, grassy hills, and it was buried. And he took an unplayable lie. But the way the rules of golf are, as long as you follow the flight of the ball, you can go back as far as you want towards where the tee. He's going back on the practice range behind like the Titleist trailers and trying to get people to say, well, are we going to move the trailers or how can I do this? God bless Matt Kuchar, his playing partner, for being patient, because a lot of guys would have blown their last gasket.
Yeah.
But Spieth actually went over and apologized to Kuchar after the hole was over. But it was well worth it. He took an unplayable. He took all that time, but he ended up only making bogey on the hole, and he went down one. And then a guy who completely choked off in very similar fashion, the Masters a few years ago, proceeded, I think on his last four holes or four of his last five holes, to go birdie, birdie, eagle, birdie, and essentially just nail the coffin shut to come back and win it. So it was great.
Nice. That's good. So it was a good watch, huh?
It was a good watch.
Did you watch all 4 days or just the final day? Are you that guy? Do you watch Thursday and Friday?
I'll say, before I was married with a kid,
yeah,
I would, especially, I used to look forward to the British Open because you could get it out of the way in the morning when there's nothing on TV.
Right.
But I only watched the final round. I caught highlights of the first three. But to watch it go down like this, and I retweeted this, but one of the great, and of course the announcers are so out of touch, they didn't get it. But one of the great parts of the whole broadcast was after he had won it, Spieth's got a really, really great relationship with Michael Greller, which is his caddy. And when he was collapsing on the front nine, Greller gets all the credit, and Spieth actually said this was as much his championship as mine because I was ready to just like go at wit's end, like mail it in, like I can't do anything right, and he pulled me out of it. But afterwards, they're in a trailer waiting to be announced to go out onto the green to get the award ceremony started, and the national cameras are watching, and Kuchar goes out, and Spieth's got a water bottle in his hand, and the camera has no idea what's going on, but he switches it over to his right hand, and as he passes Greller in the trailer, he totally nutshots him.
And yeah, whacks gives him right a cup across, check. It's hilarious.
Right in the groin. And, of course, all you get from, like, Johnny Miller and Hannah Storm's wife.
Hannah Storm's wife?
Hannah Storm has a wife?
Hannah Storm's husband, I'm sorry, is...
I was about to say.
I bet you she's banging.
Yeah. Hicks. Dan Hicks and Johnny Miller. And they go, well... There was somewhat of a stern shot right there as he gave his caddy a good slap.
He hit the flagstick there.
He had no idea what was going on. But thankfully, Barstool and others made sure that they made more than a reference to the fact that it was a great nut shot on the way out of the trailer for his caddy as if to say thanks again. But it was good stuff. And he's a Texan. And now, next to Jack Nicklaus, he and Jack Nicklaus are the two youngest to win three of the four legs of the majors. So he's just got one major to win, and it's coming up at the PGA Championship is the one he hasn't won yet. But he's under 25 and has won three of the four majors. That's pretty cool.
Not too shabby. No. Hey, I started looking at this USA Today story. It came out today.
Okay.
And it was updated at 155. So since we've been on the air, they've updated it, and I have no idea what they've added. I find it interesting, though, on some of the predictions that they have, and I also find it somewhat ridiculous.
Okay.
So I think first and foremost, to me, having the Patriots going 16-0 is ridiculous. I get it. They're good. But it seems like every year there's at least one publication or person that's predicting that they go undefeated. So they already have them going 16-0. Which, you know, of all the teams in the NFL, that's, you know, one of the few teams that if it was going to happen that you would pick to do it, no doubt. But I still think a stretch nonetheless with, you know, all things considered. So that's the first thing. The second thing is this predictions have them basically going undefeated because they have them defeating the Packers in the Super Bowl. Are you buying the 19-0?
I'm not buying them beating the Packers in the Super Bowl.
I had the Packers in the Super Bowl last year, and I was made to be a fool, basically, by the Packers.
Well, at least they made the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
With no defense.
That's true.
No, you know what? Here's the thing. I said it when Kylie was coming in, and before that, when you mentioned this right off the top. I think, and it's very much the correlation you made with the Major League Baseball season, too. It's a grind. And... yeah, you can be riding high for a long period of time. But look, there's a reason why when you see the odds on games from week to week, there's games you're like, there's no way a team that's like 8-0 is going to get a game out of a team that's like 2-3 or 2-4. But guess what?
It happens.
It's a tough sport made tougher by injuries and, you know, travel and everything else. I just don't see it. I don't see a team running the table. It was different with the Dolphins back in the day, I think, because it wasn't as physical. It was, you know, it wasn't, there weren't as many teams. The travel was different. Short answer, no.
Okay.
You?
No, I don't think anyone is going 19-0. I mean, when you look at injuries and you know, the fact that if you're 15-0, do you really want to run Tom Brady back out there again? Probably not. So, no, I don't think so either.
That's another great point. When you got everything wrapped up.
As old as Tom Brady is, he's not a young spring chicken anymore.
And so, if you got everything wrapped up, why are you going to send Tom Brady out when you've got a four-game cushion in the division and you already got home field wrapped up throughout the playoffs? Jimmy Garoppolo, go take a shot.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's a great point, too, simply because of the fact that, yeah, it's just different with the bye weeks now and everything that goes into it. But, like, if you got it wrapped up, why would you waste your players just to try? I know it's history, but look how it turned out the last time they ran the table on the regular season. A guy with a crazy catch off of his helmet helped end all that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's crazy. All right, well, let's take a quick break. We got a couple things that are a little bit crazier before we wrap things up. But we'll put the caps and the wraps on a really good show here today. And, oh, by the way, Barry, there's someone that wants to welcome you back from your road trip. Hey, guys, how y'all doing? He'll be next, a bunch and a whole Mr. lot Bluetooth. More as we wrap things up. Yeah, he'll have his Bluetooth ready to go right here on The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4. Wrapping things up here on The Usual Suspects before we turn it over to Fred AJ and the Blitz. Is everybody intact for the Blitz this week?
I believe so, yeah.
Because Jong is here. So, yeah. All right, so the crews are back.
The guy that texted saying to shut up about science or whatever, he's like, big fan, no hate intended, but as a science supporter, I feel the need to correct incorrect and ignorant statements. And then he sent a link that I'm never going to follow. Okay. That's fine. Again, the whole conversation, my friend, my scientific friend, was about a theory. And as you know, being such a science lover, that theories are just that, theories. No one was stating for a fact. It was all theories.
There's this expectation that when we start talking about topics outside the world of sports, that we're supposed to be experts
on everything. We can't just have an opinion. I can't just have an opinion.
We are. They just don't understand.
That's true.
And let's be honest, the link was going to take you to backpage.com. To scientists only.
Which, by the way, I won't say .com. Who, but a listener sent me a picture of his friend who's an escort. He's like, this is one of my best friends. She's an escort. She gets $450 an hour, $1,000 for a night, and no sex. She won't have sex
with
any of the
clients. That's what he pays for.
That's not
his friend.
I'm like, dude, I'm not paying some chick $450 to hang out. You're out of your damn mind. No, first of all, I'm funny and entertaining. She's got to pay me if we're just hanging out. Oh, hell no.
How'd she look?
She was pretty hot, actually. She was really hot. Her body was banging. I'll show you the picture. Okay. I wanted to just like give you, because this USA Today article came out with the NFL. So I'll give you their division winners and their records, and I won't belabor the point because we're going to be doing this a lot over the next month and a half. But real quick, they got the Cowboys winning the East at 11-5. Green Bay winning the North at 12-4. Falcons winning the South at 12-4. Seahawks winning the West at 11-5. Over in the AFC, Patriots winning the East at 16-0. Steelers winning the North at 12-4. AFC South is won by the Tennessee Titans at 12-4. And the AFC West by the Raiders at 11-5. So that was their predictions. Any of those that you look at and go, I mean, record-wise, we can dispute that all day, but they're division winners, I think.
I got one.
Pretty solid.
I got one, and it's not who you think.
Okay.
I've heard
Dolphins. No, just kidding.
I've heard a lot of people
say
the Falcons won't make the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah, that Carolina will find that after a drop-off, will find that resurgence, that the Saints, because of their offense, will be in every game and they won't lose the tight games they lost last year, and that for everybody that thinks that it's pretty much a no-brainer, they'll be back in the NFC Championship game and they're going to run the table in the division. I've heard a lot of national guys say they're not going to make the playoffs.
Are they putting that much on the loss of Kyle Shanahan?
I don't know.
Because the roster is still loaded.
And they upped their defense, and they drafted fairly well.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's easy to make that assumption, too, because not only is it hard to win back-to-back Super Bowls, like I think Keenan and a lot of other players who's been on this show have said before, it's hard to just make an appearance back to back.
So I'm looking at their summaries, and this makes a good point because I haven't even looked at everyone's schedules yet because I haven't done my predictions yet. But right. in this thing, they have the Panthers at 7-9, and the thing that they say is October looks rough with just one of five games in Charlotte. And that's a tough Thursday nighter against Philly. So they do, they're six of their games in October.
Is Tampa in there?
October looks rough with just one of the five games in Charlotte. Tampa? Yeah, 10-6.
Because people say Tampa Bay is definitely coming up.
I had them as a wild card team last year. Yeah, well, you know. Okay, you want to do this?
Your boy wants to say welcome back. And Nick played the bump music in, so we might as well do it. Clarence, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, you sound kind of disappointed to talk to me, man. What's going on?
Wait, who sounds disappointed?
Get him, Clarence. Get him.
Hey, man.
What's
hey,
up, man?
Hey, you want to do this? Hey, of course you
see,
want
it
to
was
do
you.
This.
Me? No, I always have to get on Joel because he hates callers.
Such a lie.
Joel doesn't hate me.
Clarence, Clarence, admit it. You're going to the store to get some engineered foods.
Oh, Lord. Well, I heard Barry, as soon as he got back, he went to the barbecue joint and asked for a foot-long sausage. What's going on with that?
Oh, jeez.
Clarence, now you see why I didn't want to take your call. Now you see.
And I enjoy it. Welcome back. It's glad to have you back in studio. It's not like Nick wasn't doing a great job, but it's great to have the gang back together.
Thanks, man.
All you need is Trey in the background talking some stuff, and then y'all will be straight.
You want? And I don't know if I'm ready for Trey yet, man. I'm still getting my feet under me. I'm good.
I will say I see him less and less.
Trey?
In the studio. I don't know if he's moving up in the world or.
No, I think that Barry sent a message.
I don't know. He probably found him a girlfriend by this time.
Good for
know?
Him.
I doubt it. Let's not get crazy, Clarence.
Oh, no.
One more thing I like to say is I don't believe the Falcons will make the playoffs either because, you know, that Super Bowl hangover, that might be a little too much for them.
You think so, man? I don't know. I think more than any, I think less Super Bowl hangover and more losing your OC of one of the best offenses in the league might be a bigger. I don't necessarily subscribe to the Super Bowl hangover effect. But I mean, it might be the case. I don't know, but I just don't believe in that as much as I believe in losses and gains.
I can counter that by saying the motivation to try and make up for last year, you know, they could be highly motivated too. I also can cover this for both of us by saying Clarence is a Saints fan and he hopes to God.
I was going
to
say,
yeah.
You want to know what this article has your Saints doing, Clarence? I know you do.
What is that?
8-8. If I set the bar there, you going over or under on the Saints at 8-8?
I looked at their schedule and I'll say over.
Okay.
Over by two.
Wow.
Ten and six.
Ten and six makes them pretty close to a playoff team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It might be one of those kind of years where the NFC South comes up again, like they did probably 5 or 6 years ago, and everybody was competitive.
Well, yeah. A lot of people are banking on that as the reason why Atlanta may not make the playoffs. That's what I've heard, because of the strength of the division. So we'll see.
Appreciate the call, Clarence.
All right, guys. Welcome back, man.
Thanks for the welcome, man. I appreciate it.
Take care, buddy.
Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman on text was like, hey, man, please don't block me, Barry. I promise I'll name my fourthborn. Okay, well, fourthborn Kaiser after the show if you don't block me. I like that. You're see definitely not there. Getting blocked. Definitely no, not getting blocked.
He gives you beer.
Yeah.
Plus, he's a loyal contributor without any crap. Good first day, boys.
Glad to
have
be back.
Everybody back. Rolled yeah. quickly. Everything was smooth. Loved it. And for the most part, participation was positive.
So real quick, I got to address this because I feel this is important. But somebody said, Barry, what's up with game day? Have you moved on? No. I was just out of town. The studio was closed. No.
I had a couple people ask me about that.
So I haven't moved
people
on.
People are missing some
I
game
saw a
day.
A couple of tweets.
Game day will yet. Be back, guys.
Even
we've
the
just
hallways
been...
are like, what happened to game day? I'm like, they fired Barry. He sucks.
Shut up. It's just been weird, but we'll be just like this show. The boys will be all back together on Sundays, too. Don't worry.
They didn't move on. Barry was moving on back to Houston, back from OKC, and they got a little airy.
They couldn't let me get in the studio in the morning, or we would have done it. So we'll be all back together, because Nick, you'll be back, too, next week, right?
Absolutely.
This coming Sunday?
Yep.
There you go.
Nick, so to celebrate, you're going to wear the tank top that Barry wore on the way home in the studio.
You were looking at my muscles, weren't you?
I was like, what is he doing? Is that thing?
Someone accused me of rocking a Spurs jersey.
Does it have rib trim on it?
No, it's just a Nike, but it's just a Nike one. So they put some piping on it.
Piping, there you go.
There you go.
All right. So without piping and drape, we'll be back tomorrow and the rest of the week on The Usual Suspects. It's going to be Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz next. Don't go anywhere. Right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.